Hello, welcome to the DeMartini Show. This is the podcast if you're into personal development and if living a life of purpose is something that is really meaningful to you. It's presented by human behavior expert Dr. John DeMartini, and his intention across all of his presentations is to guide you through the knowledge, the principles, and the practical tools that will enable you to gain mind mastery and thereby master and inspire your life. Dr. DeMartini is a global educator, speaker, and a polymath, and he has over 49 years of extensive research across multiple disciplines, and that makes him the perfect guide to help you to get the advantage in all the areas of your life. You've probably heard of gut instinct a number of times in your life, and you likely assume, like most people, that your inner voice and your gut impulse or instinct is the same thing. But in fact, they can be differentiated. In this week's episode, Dr. DeMartini will clarify the difference and reveal why it's wiser to listen to the secret intuitive wisdom of your inner voice instead of relying only on your gut impulses and instincts. Please note that any links or downloads that are mentioned during the presentation are available for you to access in the podcast description underneath this episode. And if you'd love to be notified of the next episode, just take the time now to follow the show. So make sure you have your pen and paper or your digital note taker ready, and let's get started with the secret wisdom of the inner voice. Enjoy.
There are the voices and the voice. The voices are plural, the voice is singular. And the voice is a worthy thing to listen to, but the voices can save you in emergency situations, but they're not necessarily the thing to guide your long-term vision and achievements with. So let me develop that by stating this, and this is what you may want to write down. We've all been in moments of infatuation, where we have an impulse to seek and to consume something or someone. In that state, we become conscious of the upsides and unconscious of the downsides, which stimulates dopamine and cephalons and endorphins, serotonin, and creates an estrogen high, which an oxytocin high, to what make us go and seek that and consume it, take it in. So we've been infatuated with somebody, conscious upsides, unconscious of downsides. We're not having a balanced perspective, we have an impulse. When the pleasure's over the pains, we have an impulse towards. We also have moments where we resent somebody or resent something. And now we're conscious of the downsides, unconscious of the upsides. And we initiate norepinephrine, epinephrine, cortisol, testosterone, osteocalcin, and other transmitters. And now we have an instinct to avoid. When we were infatuated, it represented prey that we wanted to consume and eat. When we resented something, it represented predator that could eat us. So we have an automatic instinct to protect ourselves from predator. And what that means is anything that challenges our set of values, we tend to want to avoid. And anything that supports our set of values, we tend to want to seek and consume. So we actually have two fears that arise from that. The fear of loss of that which we seek and the fear of gain of that which we're trying to avoid. All fears that ever show up in your life boil down to those two. The fear of loss of that which you seek, the fear of gain of that which you're trying to avoid. Now, the impulse and the instinct are registered in the gut. In the duodenum, which is the section that comes in right after the stomach, you have a mouth and you have an anus, and you have these tubes that go right through you, a tube that goes through you. And after the stomach is the duodenum, it's a C-shaped structure. And then the jejunum and then the ileum. And that duodenum has a series of nerve complexes there, nerve networks, which is sometimes called the gut brain. And the gut brain from the duodenum to the mouth represents impulse to take in. And the gut brain from the mouth to the anus is an elimination, you might say, even though it deals with assimilation, absorption, and eventually elimination. So we literally have two openings that look similar from some people. And When we have a gut instinct or gut impulse to consume or to avoid, or consume and avoid, the gut is activated. So you've heard the term gut instinct, to protect, or gut impulse, to seek. And that's different than intuition. And many people confuse those. Now, let me explain what intuition is. Intuition is a homeostat, a negative feedback loop designed to bring the conscious and the unconscious into balance. So if you're conscious of the upsides and unconscious of the downsides, your intuition points out the downsides, whispers to you the downsides. It literally brings in a whispering in the mind, too good to be true. Watch out for what's happening. There's got to be a downside to this person. And so women particularly, when they're going and they infatuate with a guy, they have this little whispering in their head says, too good to be true. Watch out. Keep your eyes open. Ask questions. Don't go too fast. And that's your intuition bringing you an awareness of the unconscious side to make you fully conscious. The intuition is trying to take the conscious and unconscious splits that we have when we have impulses and instincts and trying to bring them back into full consciousness. So you're not reacting, you're poised and acting from what's meaningful to you. And it whispers to you the downsides to things you're looking up at. And it also, on the other side, when you're resenting something, the intuition, and most women will remember this, men do too, but usually women are more aware of it. They will whisper when you're with somebody that you resent, you go, there's got to be a reason why I was with this. There's got to be a purpose behind this. You know, there's got to be meaning behind this. And it whispers to you the upsides. And it starts looking for the upsides. So your intuition is trying to prompt you to see the upsides to what you think are down and the downsides to what you think are up, to bring you into homeostasis, into balance. So you're having full awareness, which is love, and not distractions. In our amygdala, which has the nucleus accumbens, which is the pleasure-seeking center, which is the one that dopamine is related to, and it has the striatum, the pallidum area, that's involved in kind of the pain response, avoidance. When we're judging things and have an imbalanced perspective, and our gut instinct and impulse comes online, or impulse and instinct comes online, the amygdala comes alive, and it's a survival mechanism to capture prey for food, so you don't want to starve, because the fear of loss of it is starvation, and run to avoid the predator because that's being eaten. So starvation and eating is the basic survival mechanism in the amygdala that is involved in gut instinct. So the amygdala correlates and fires in conjunction with the gut centers of the duodenum. The intuition is a response from the prefrontal cortex, the forward brain, not the subcortical area of the brain, but the forward brain. And it sends down fibers down into the amygdala using GABA, which is an inhibitory transmitter, and glutamate, which is a stimulatory transmitter. It comes in there and calms down those impulses and instincts. And in the process of doing it, it allows you to whisper to you the upsides to what's down and the downsides what's up, to bring you back into homeostasis so you're poised, not poisoned by these misperceptions. Now, with that comes associations. Now, most people hear it in the terms of sound. So it's a whispering message in there. The intuition is trying to bring to you the awareness of making you ask questions to see the sides that you're seeing. So I'm going to summarize. Your intuition is a prompting from the advanced part of the brain, from the reasoning executive center, the medial prefrontal cortex area, the executive center. It's you might say a response, a homeostatic response to bring you back into balance. And it's making you conscious of the unconscious so you can be fully conscious. So your intuition is making you conscious of your unconscious to make you fully conscious. Fully conscious is called mindfulness. And if you go into a deep meditation, that intuition strengthens and you're able to see things more of a balanced perspective, see things neither positive nor negative, neither good nor evil, neither right nor wrong, neither attractive or repulsive, and just see them for what they are. They're just experiences. That's why some meditations allow you to transcend those impulses and instincts, the distractions. And by the way, whenever you have an impulse and instinct, you have noise in the brain. And the noise in the brain is all this chatter. And that chatter is electronic activity in the brain. It's not been neutralized. and counterbalanced. We have inhibitory and facilitatory parts of the brain, and if they come together and balance them, we stop the chatter. And that's what intuition is doing. It's trying to rebalance the electronics and the neurotransmitters so you have a biochemical balance in the mind. It allows you to be poised and see things as they actually are, not as you subjectively bias them to being in a survival mode. Because when we go into survival mode, we distort our reality as a result of to protect ourselves from going into starvation or eating or being eaten. Now, we not only have this intuition, but it prompts itself visually. And it also comes in auditorily. So our mind, if we're really present, our mind is actually, when you're actually getting infatuated, your mind is automatically seeing possible downsides, and you're getting visual images and you're getting auditory messages to try to counterbalance that, to make yourself not vulnerable. Because if we're highly infatuated, we do foolish things and we become out of control. And we've all had situations been highly infatuated, somebody couldn't sleep at night, highly resentful, couldn't sleep at night. And that's a very survival thing. And it's there okay for a few moments under an emergency, but it's not the way to live life. So your mind is constantly trying to balance it. You know, started teaching the breakthrough experience, I developed a method called the DeMartini method. The DeMartini method is a science of waking up intuition and overruling the impulses and instincts. So you're back in command of your life in the executive function and allows you to ask questions, scientific, reproducible, duplicatable questions to allow you to see both sides consciously. So you have mindfulness and tears of gratitude and not be run by the external circumstances. People run by the external circumstance become victims of history instead of masters of destiny. So your inner voice is actually guiding you to what we call a perfectly balanced state. When we reach a perfectly balanced state, we become inspired. We have tears of gratitude. We feel inspired. We expand our vision. We see lucidly because there's an area of the prefrontal cortex that goes into the occipital cortex, which is the visual centers. And we literally see content of a vision. That's why there's an old biblical statement. Those with a vision flourish. Those without a vision tend to perish. But all of a sudden we see things and we get an inner vision. And we also get an inner voice. I call that the inner inspired vision and inner message that we get. And that inner voice and that inner vision simultaneously will occur. And we get grateful. We get inspired. We feel love. We automatically feel more certain. We're more present. And we're enthused. We feel there's an energy all of a sudden. Our energy goes up. Because the homeostate of intuition is trying to get us back into stability where we use energy and resources most effectively and efficiently. As the French mathematician Mapertius says, when we do that, we maximize our effectiveness and efficiencies in the world, our potential in the world, our awareness in the world. When we're back in the executive center by listening to our intuition and being inspired, we have a confirmation we're authentic. Because when we look up to something that we infatuate with, we minimize ourselves. We look down on something we resent, we exaggerate ourselves. And if we exaggerate and minimize ourselves, we're not being ourselves. But the second we bring those back into equilibrium, and we're not judging them, and we're not frightened of them, we're back into fitness, we're back into authenticity, and that's exactly what our intuition is trying to do, get us into authenticity. Because the magnificence of who we are is far greater than any of those fantasies of who we are and nightmares that we created for ourselves below. So we have an inner voice, and we have an inner vision, and those that have the voice and the vision on the inside is louder than all opinions on the outside. You begin to master life. Now, when you infatuate with somebody and put them on a pedestal, if it's an individual, and give them authority over you and they become the subordinate, you become subordinate to them. You tend to inject their values in your life. And when you resent somebody, you tend to exaggerate yourself and you tend to project your values onto them. Values always go from those who have the most power to those who have the least power in society. That's why people at the bottom of the barrel, they live by duty, and the people at the top, they live by design. What's interesting is whenever you get those values coming into your mind, they come in the language inside your head as imperatives. You'll hear got to, have to, must, should, ought to, supposed to, or need to. Anytime you hear yourself saying, I should have done this, I ought to do this, I'm supposed to do that, and there's a whisper in the head in there that's doing that, That's you subordinating to an outer authority, injecting your values in there that you've got on a pedestal that you're infatuated with, and you think that they have something you don't. You're too humble to admit what you see in them is inside you. So those become voices of imperatives whispering to you when you judge. Now you put the combination of now your impulse towards pleasure and those values, those injected values in the form of imperatives, that is also a series of voices. Because sometimes you can go into a mall and walk and meet somebody you think is more intelligent, more successful, more financially viable, more empowered in social, more got to be a beautiful wife or something, or husband, more spiritually aware. Anytime you minimize yourself to somebody that you've got above you and put them on a pedestal, all of those people that you're doing that to are injected into your mind, create noise, all those whispers or chatter, and you store all those judgments in your subconscious mind, and all those voices are constantly running inside you.
Listen up. Imagine knowing with absolute certainty that your life is working for you, that you're on track, and that you're making progress towards the goals and dreams that you desire every day. If you've been an avid listener to this podcast, you'll have heard Dr. DeMartini mention his signature program, The Breakthrough Experience. It's a two-day weekend seminar where he shows you how to take everything that you've been learning on this podcast and put it into practice so that you can gain the shifts that you most desire for your life. If you would love to transform your life, and if you've been a little bit uncertain where to start or how to get there, then join Dr. John DeMartini at The Breakthrough Experience so he can show you how. What you'll learn in these 2 days is truly life transforming. It's time to put the power in your hands to create your magnificent life. To find out more, go to demartini.fm/seminar. You can also access the link in the show notes below. We look forward to seeing you there. And now let's continue with this episode.
And when you resent something, you also have this idea, they should do this. They ought to be doing this. They need to be doing this. They got to do this. And that's also noise in the brain, but that's a noise of imperatives that you're projecting onto people. And you hear yourself saying, they really ought to do this. They should do this. They should have done this. Anytime you're hearing those voices, you're in a sign of judgment. And they're actually being associated with those impulses and instincts. And your intuition now is overwhelmed, trying to overrule those and bring you back into homeostasis. And you let this thing run your life. And most people are running around automatons reacting to misperceptions of their world. And they're too humble to admit what they see in others inside them. They're too proud to admit what they see in others inside them. And they've got all this noise inside their brain. And as long as that noise is there, the voice and the vision on the inside, the intuitive one, is overwhelmed. And you don't hear it and don't listen to it. And now you react and you don't have governance. So anytime you have imperative language, you know you have. If it's imperative to you, you know it's an outer authority. If it's imperative to others, you know you're being a superior to them and too proud to admit what you see in them is inside you. Those are all signs of judgment. They're all feedback mechanisms to let you know you're not being authentic. But if you look up to them, you're minimizing. If you're looking down on them, you're exaggerating. You're not being you. And the body is designed to help you be you. Your maximum potential is you. Anytime you try to be second at somebody else, and not be first at being you, you undermine your power. And anytime you're trying to get them to live in your values by projecting onto them, you have futility because they can't live in your values. They can't sustain it. And every time you try to live in their values, that's futility. So whenever you hear imperative language, you've got futility. And that is draining of energy. And that's why when you're sitting and judging, you're drained. And anytime you're too humble or too proud to admit what you see in others inside you, you create what is called disowned parts. And all disowned parts feel empty. They drive your values to try to have fulfillment, and your intuition is trying to help them be dissolved to try to help you love and appreciate life and be grateful and inspired in life. And so your intuition, which is the voice and the vision on the inside, is constantly trying to bring you back into equilibrium so you can maximize your potential on the planet. Now, when you have the voice and the vision on the inside, the power and secret power of the vision on the inside, and the secret voice, the power of the voice on the inside. Now what you do is you have a poised state and you have certainty. If you have to ask the question whether it's the inner voice, it's not. Because in that state, there's no uncertainty. When you're exaggerating or minimizing, there's always uncertainty because you're missing information. You have unconscious components. Missing information by Claude Shannon is called entropy. And entropy is uncertainty. As Pauli exclusion principle and the uncertainty principle by Heisenberg, whenever we have missing information, we have a disorder. And we actually cause that. And if those become really extreme, those judgments, we can actually get to a point where we fire off too much excessive excitation, which is epileptic seizures, or we end up in bipolar condition or even schizophrenia. Those are signs of highly polarized states. These bipolar states, they go oscillating back and forth where we have no power. We're out of power. We're letting the world on the outside and our perceptions of that run our life. But the second we listen to our intuition and wake up our inner vision and inner voice, the voice on the inside is louder than the ones on the outside, then you've mastered your life. So that's the voice. And the voice has certainty. The voice will come with tears of gratitude. The voice will come with clarity. The voice will come with vision. The voice will come with a state of enthusiasm. The voice will come with a state of presence, gratitude, and your body will feel enthused. Enthusiasm is not excitement. Enthused is a feeling that you feel like there's almost a spiritual experience. You feel you're on track. If you have to ask the question, it's not there. You know, the reason why I put the DeMartini method together was to scientifically create that state for people so they then don't have to carry around the subconscious baggage that they've been accumulating over the years, because every single one of those judgments that never got balanced consciously is stored in the subconscious mind and shows up as brain noise, and it's running your mind and actually draining you. The more you have of those judgments, the more drained you are. You know, I think call that the chronic fatigue syndrome sometimes. But the second you neutralize that by taking the DeMartini method that I teach at the Breakthrough Experience, and please, if you haven't learned that, come and learn that. Because what that does is it actually makes you ask the questions of what your intuition is revealing very precisely and liberates them, literally dissolves it right in front of your eyes, dissolve the noise. And I've asked people by the thousands doing the Breakthrough Experience, when they do the method, when they finish it, I ask them how many right now, their mind is quiet. All the hands go up. I said, how many right now have a tear of gratitude? The hands are up. And how many have felt that you're inspired and you're grateful right now? Yes. And you feel love for this person you once judged? Yes. And how many right now feel more appreciation, love for yourself? Yes. Those are confirmations that you're authentic. And that's when you listen to the voice and the vision on the inside. And when you set goals and objectives from that state, you tend to set goals that have strategies that achieve. See, when you're manic and looking down on people and building yourself up, you tend to set too big of goals in too short a time frame to humble you, pride before the fall. When you're minimizing yourself and putting it up, you tend to set too small goals in too long a time frame to build you back up. All of the things in our life are trying to get us into homeostasis so we can maximize our potential. All of our physical symptoms, psychological behaviors, sociological responses from people, and even theological events in our life that we've labeled, oh my God, all of those events are homeostates trying to get you balanced. If you don't listen to your physiology and learn what the symptoms of the body mean, and don't listen to your intuition, then sociological friends and enemies and theological events, tragedies and comedies have to come in to bring you back into balance. And you have to hit bottom to finally get that. But if you go and you trust the voice and the vision on the inside and allow the secret intuitive voice to guide your life, it does not have imperatives. You don't hear should, ought, you're supposed to. All you hear is thank you, I love you. You have a voice that says, this is the path. And it's kind of like an I am thing. It's, you know, I'm always at the right place at the right time to make the right deal with the right people kind of thing. You feel affirmative. And affirmation is not a positive statement. Affirmation is a condition of firmness in one's mind. And when that voice speaks, and when you see that envision, and they're congruent, and you know, you don't have question. And if you take in moments in your life where you have tears of gratitude, where you have certainty and lucidity, write them down. It's a moment of authenticity confirmed by your physiology. It's letting you know that in that moment, whatever that voice is, that's the one to follow. Like I say, you won't have to ask the question when the real voice speaks, but when all the other chattering of the brain, the personas, I call them, all those masks and personas and facades that we put on in order to deal with our judgments of survival, they are the ones that cause confusion. And confusion means with fusion. They're there and pairs of opposites trying to bring you back with the intuition. Your intuition is not truth. Your intuition is trying to show you the other side to get you back in truth. So we've confused that. And many people confuse intuition with the gut instinct. And they go, well, my gut instinct or my intuition did this. The intuition and gut and instinct and impulses are going on at the same time. But one is trying to polarize you to avoid a predator and seek a prey. And the other is trying to neutralize you to calm the prey and the predator down. When you look at it, if you had no predator in the world and you just had prey, all you had is prey. Well, what you would do is you'd be gluttonous, you'd overeat, you would lose fitness. And if you had only predator without prey, you'd be emaciated, starved, and have no fitness. But if you put predator and prey together and put them into balance, you eat just the right amount to maximize your performance, to keep fit, to keep on your toes. And that's why the food chain has prey and predators both together, both support and challenge. In chaos theory, they knew that maximum performance occurs at the border of order and chaos. Maximum evolution occurs in fitness, occurs at the border of support and challenge, prey and predator. So there's a natural and intuitive process to bring those into balance to maximize your performance. And that's why I developed the Demartini method. That's just one of the reasons. But the reason was I want you to be able to take command on how to ask the questions that your intuition is prompting to make you aware of the unconscious so you can be fully conscious. So you can take the apparent chaos that's made in your life when you're in survival and find the hidden order of it so you can extract meaning out of your existential existence. When you extract meaning out of that existence, your life has meaning, it has fulfillment. When you're poised and present and inspired and grateful and certain and really enthused about what you're doing, and you really, really are really certain about that, and you feel like you have love for your life, that's how you master your life. That's why I teach the breakthrough experience and teach people that method, because I'm absolutely certain that that is a reproducible, duplicatable science that you want to learn to be able to make sure that you're master of your life. So I just wanted to share something on the secret power of the inner voice and the vision, even though I didn't say vision on there. I want to merge them together, because the visual cortex in the back, the auditory cortex in the side, and your frontal cortex there, when they're working together, which is what your intuition does, it increases integration and gestalt function in your brain. The moment you do that, you'll have certainty. There's no uncertainty. You'll have a certainty. It's like a dialectic from Zeno's paradoxes. It deals with a dialectic. It's trying to get us back into a state where we have the synthesis and synchronicity of opposites, which I call love. So please come to the breakthrough experience, come learn that method, because it'll help you have the voice and the vision on the inside louder than all opinions on the outside. And as a special little gift I want to give you, I have a program that's called It's Time to Access Your Seven Greatest Powers and Use Your Unique Genius to Fulfill Your Advantage. It's a free masterclass. I want you to take advantage of that. Listen to it three times, four times, many times. It will be supplemental to what I just got through saying. It'll add more distinctions. It'll show you how to empower the seven areas of your life, because any area of your life you don't empower, people are going to overpower you. And if you don't listen to your intuition and your voice and vision on the inside, you're going to let the world on the outside run your life. And I guarantee you, nobody's getting up in the morning and dedicating their life to your fulfillment. If you don't expect to have fulfillment. You can't live your life by duty of other people. You can't be part of the herd. Envy is ignorance, imitation is suicide, but you can take command of your life and make a difference. And if you do, then you've got your life more in empowered. And that's what I'm interested in. I help people do something extraordinary with their life. And I'm certain that what I just gave you in this last 30 minutes will help you on that journey. So please go to the Breakthrough Experience. Come learn and do the Demartini method. That is a powerful tool, I promise you. You will see when you come, you will use that tool the rest of your life on how to take all the noise out and all the emotional baggage out of your life and be able to get present and inspired with your life. And then take advantage of this little masterclass. I know if you listen to that a few times, it'll be very, very insightful. So thank you for joining me for these little 30-minute session. I look forward to seeing you next week. And this is Dr. Demartini. Until next week.
Well, that was just a small sample of what Dr. Demartini has to share. If you would love to continue learning from Dr. Demartini, then please follow the Demartini Show so that you're notified whenever we add the next episode. If you'd love to find out more about Dr. Demartini's work, then log on to the website at www.drdemartini.com. You'll find loads of valuable information on the blog, and also free training that you can access under the Learn tab on the homepage. Also, use the online chat function to talk to a member of the DeMartini team. We would love to get to know you and to understand what you would love to achieve so that we can best guide you through the appropriate education session to achieve your goals and dreams. And we'd also love to invite you to join us in the DeMartini Staying Inspired Facebook group. Our goal in the community is to help you to clarify your vision, stay inspired, and take the action steps to empower all areas of your life. So join us by linking to demartini.inc/inspired. That's it for this episode. We look forward to sharing more inspiration from Dr. DeMartini shortly. Until next time, stay focused, stay inspired.